Good morning, and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims, and joining me this morning is Suzanne McIntosh, the chairwoman of this year's Mistletoe and Magic, put on every year for many, many years, 40-plus years, I believe, by the Junior League of Tyler, this year taking on the brand of Mistletoe at Home, which practically everybody at least understands up to a point, and we'll have a further explanation of that fairly early on in the show. At all events, good morning, Suzanne. Great to have you with us.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Don't forget, In Focus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/InFocus. In Focus is uploaded to our website by the day after the show airs. Suzanne, been doing this show for a number of years now. I believe this is your second appearance. You've joined us two out of the last 3 years, and it's great to have you back.
Thank you.
And Mistletoe and Magic is the big fundraiser every year in early December for the Junior League of Tyler. This year, you up until almost the last minute, you had thought you could have it at Harvey Convention Center like you always do. This year, going online, the explanation is pretty obvious, COVID-19, but tell us a little bit about what went into your group's decision to move it online this year.
Well, we had been really hopeful that we were going to be able to move forward with our in-person market. However, 2 weeks ahead of our kickoff date, we touched base with NetHealth, we spoke with the mayor, we got a little bit more insight on the true situation in Smith County with COVID. And we felt collectively as a league and our board that it was not the best decision to move forward, and we really wanted to take into consideration the health and safety of our community.
All right, and we'll go into a little bit more detail about that, quite a bit more detail. I mean, we've got 30 minutes. Go into all of that as the show moves forward. But let's talk first about the Junior League of Tyler. You started in 1950. This is, I guess, your 70th anniversary. And the Junior League of Tyler is the organization you're involved with, the organization for which Mistletoe and Magic is such a vital fundraiser. Let's talk just a little bit about the Junior League and give folks an idea why Mistletoe and Magic is so important.
Yes, the Junior League of Tyler is an organization that trains women to be leaders and volunteers in our community. And we also financially support several nonprofits in the Tyler and Smith County area. And Mistletoe and Magic is our largest fundraiser that allows us those funds that we give to those nonprofits each and every year. So it is so crucial that one way or another, this event moves forward in our fundraising efforts.
Mm-hmm. And in the past, and I assume this year as well, you're known as a holiday shopping extravaganza. Not quite as extravagant as when you are actually at Harvey Convention Center, but I think we can still safely call it that this year. And it's just become so familiar to people around the community and from really all over. But you never know when somebody's just moved to the community hearing about it for the first time. So we're certainly glad to share the information. Let's talk a little bit now about some of the specifics. You and your colleagues in the Junior League work hard every year to get this set up, contacting merchants from all across the country to come in. And this year, you knew what we were up against. So even though the pivot, as you call it, happened on relatively short notice, you had been planning all along for this possibility, which to me says a lot about the Junior League and just the conscientiousness that you put into your efforts. I think you said you had about three different plans going, and you finally went with Plan C.
Yes. So my committee and I have been working a little over a year to put this event together. A lot of love goes into it, a lot of planning. However, when COVID hit back in the spring, we knew that this wasn't going away anytime soon. However, we did not understand the severity of it either. So what we did was we moved forward with three plans. We had Plan A, B, and C. A was fully operating as normal, like the past 41 years. Plan B was removing our events and parties that would more or less cause some gathering that wasn't super necessary in our fundraising effort, and moving forward with just the in-person market. And then Plan C was putting everything online. So we are now in Plan C. Thankfully, we were halfway there in our efforts. We had our auction already planned to be fully online. We had removed our typical brunches that we love doing every year.
Yeah.
We removed our big gala. as well as our school performances and community choirs that come in and perform. That was a hard decision. However, we needed to do that in order to avoid crowding. So we were halfway there, and now Plan C involves everything being online. However, you know, I like to say the event is not canceled. Everything is still available. It will just be virtual from the comfort of your home.
All righty. Suzanne McIntosh is our guest this morning, chairwoman of the Mistletoe and Magic, or Mistletoe at Home event, put on by the Junior League of Tyler. I'm John Sims, and this is In Focus. I want to tell everybody right off here that mistletoeandmagic.com is the website. I believe that's the first time you've used that actual website. And everything we're talking about today, Mistletoe and Magic, the Junior League of Tyler, and the work that it does, you can get more information about by going right to that website, mistletoeandmagic.com. There is a link to the Junior League website so you can find out more about what the Junior League does above and beyond Mistletoe and Magic every year. So keep that in mind. We'll repeat it during the show if necessary. The Junior League of Tyler, Mistletoe and Magic fundraiser pivot due to COVID-19. That's the basic topic of our show today. And let's move right into some of the key things that people need to be aware of, the big changes and how people can participate. You mentioned shopping online, and let's just kind of take that as a general category. If you can kind of run down the basics of what that entails, some of the different opportunities for shopping online, some of the great things that people can purchase online to help this fundraiser.
Yes, so we have just been so thankful for all the small businesses that were willing to move forward with our in-person market. Obviously, it was very hard for us to break that news 2 weeks before our opening day. Everyone has been incredibly understanding, and in return, in our support for them, we will be linking all of those merchants plus a few others online. So it will basically be a landing page categorized by home, jewelry, clothing, children's, and it will take you directly to their site. This is free for everyone. It's very easy to access. That will go live on December 2nd, and it's our way to really just show some love and support to all those small businesses who need us more than ever.
So, in other words, every business that was scheduled to be at Harvey Convention Center in person is going to be represented online through this year's Mistletoe and Magic.
Absolutely, that is correct.
You bet. And you have a few other bells and whistles that you've added this year that we'll go through as we move throughout the show. Originally scheduled for December 2nd through 5th, it's now December 2nd through 11th. So basically a 10-day event that I'm sure that's going to work to your advantage under the circumstances as well.
Well, with so many changes, we really wanted to be flexible in our timeline. And our online auction is going to be incredible. There is something for every price point. There is something from the everyday earrings that you can wear to work to a hunting trip in Argentina to handbags to a kid's birthday party. There is truly something for everyone. So we really wanted to give people the time to look through that and have time to think on it and make bids. And we also wanted to help support our merchants. We really felt like a few days was not enough time to push them online, so we extended that as well through December 11th.
All right. Now, there is one day they still need to keep in mind, and that is December 5th, and I believe that is the actual date of the drawing for the chance drawing tickets, which we'll talk about during the show as well.
Perfect.
Okay.
Yes.
So that's that part of it does have a deadline of December 5th. The rest of it, December 2nd through the 11th. I printed some stuff out from your website, and I think maybe if we go through some of the things that you're doing this year that you're really featuring, and we'll start at the top. I think this is the first thing that comes up on the website. This is a ceramic ornament kit by Love in Clay. No kids' activities this year, but yes, there are kids' activities, and basically that's it. That looks like a really neat project. Tell us a little bit about how that works and how people can make a purchase.
Love in Clay is a business from one of our committee members, and she has volunteered her time to take all of these precious ceramic ornaments and put them in her kiln and fire them and gloss them. So what you're getting is really a beautiful ornament in the end. And in that kit comes the ceramic ornament. You get paint, paint brushes, a gift card to Chick-fil-A from our wonderful sponsor. It's a great way to have an activity to do safely at home with your kids. I bought them for my in-laws, and it's just something fun to do, and you'll have it back in time to hang on your Christmas tree.
All right. It's a $25 price, and again, we refer you to the website mistletoeandmagic.com. Things that we may not have a chance to get into a whole lot of detail about today, as usual, we strongly suggest that people go to that website and check out some of this in more detail. I'm going to make a quick comment here. Chick-fil-A coupon for sandwich or nuggets. I guess that'll go really well with three prepackaged paint colors and all that other material. They can sit there and have a snack while they're doing their ornament kit.
There you go. And we can help support, you know, our local restaurants.
Mm-hmm. Pre-order your ceramic ornament kits here is what it says on the website. So obviously there's a link and they can take care of that.
Yes, those have been selling very, very well.
Okay. And that's interesting. They have been selling very, very well. Officially, you start on December 2nd, but it sounds like, in a way, Mistletoe and Magic or Mistletoe at Home is already off and running in a fashion.
Yes. So what we did was we put our merchandise online as well as our ornament kits to go ahead and get those sold. Those were revenue enhancement ideas that we came up with just to bring in a little extra income. And I'm very thankful for these opportunities because we are losing the income from ticket sales in our merchant booths. Mm-hmm. So this is another way that we can help make up for those funds.
Suzanne McIntosh with the Junior League of Tyler, our guest this morning, talking about the Junior League celebrating anniversary number 70 this year and Mistletoe and Magic. Let me see, was it the 42nd or
42nd? 42nd year.
I remember when it started. I was working at a radio station in Jacksonville at that time, and we were running commercials for it. And I saw the name Mistletoe and Magic. And even back then, without even knowing what it was, there was something, whoever came up with that name just really hit it right on the head, because all these years later, I still remember that name. And fast forward to 2020, here I am in Tyler, and still going strong, and it sounds like you're doing everything you're going to be needing to do to have a successful year, even though it is going to be online. We gave the website out a little earlier. There are some things that you'll need to know. For example, purchased ornaments and some of the other items mm-hmm. that people might want to pick up. You can pick those up at the Junior League of Tyler office, which is at 1919 South Donnybrook, just really kind of right next to Bergfeld Center. And then the phone number is 903-595-5426. If you want to give them a quick call. A lot of instructions about that ceramic ornament kit online. So, again, we encourage you to go there. The next item that I wanted to draw attention to, you have Mistletoe and Magic Tervis Cups, also $25. Tell us a little bit about those.
Yes, that was a personal request of mine this year. I love personally collecting Tervis Cups from different events and occasions in my life. And so and I use mine all the time. It's a large size with a lid, super strong and sturdy, insulated, and it's beautiful. So it's just a great way to, you know, carry your water and beverages around and be reminded of our theme, Joy to the World. It's a great cup, and it's super practical and a great gift for teachers or family members.
Mm-hmm. That's $25. For $20, you can get a Junior League of Tyler coffee mug. Everybody
yes.
wants to have a coffee mug, especially this time of year when you're relaxing, taking it easy in the cold weather.
Yes, and it's not your average coffee mug. It has a wonderful handle. It has a lid on it as well. You could put hot cocoa in it for kids. It is Junior League of Tyler branded, so it will be wonderful for years to come, and it's just a great gift for anyone who enjoys a warm beverage.
Mm-hmm. And T-shirts will never go out of style, ever.
That is right. And these are so
right
soft.
Yeah. Mistletoe and Magic 2020 T-shirt.
Yes. I feel like these items are going to do well because it's, you know, it's the event you will never forget this year.
Mm-hmm. And so just to kind of run through those quickly, the Tervis Cups, the Junior League of Tyler coffee mug, the Mistletoe and Magic T-shirt, the ornament kit for the kiddos, and again, repeating, all the merchants who had planned on being at Harvey Convention Center this year for Mistletoe and Magic, you can still buy from them online through the Mistletoe and Magic website.
Yes, and our auction, and which will be pretty easy to navigate and mm-hmm. It really, we have over 130 items. It's incredible.
Okay, let's talk a little bit more about that right now. The best jewelry, gifts, trips, parties, and more. Some of the highlights, if you will, the things that you really kind of want to draw attention to that'll get people shopping that online auction.
Yes. So we offer, Javi's donated a private dinner for 10, which I think is just a wonderful way to have a safe catered meal for your close friends and family over the holidays. And we also have diamonds, beautiful diamond cross and pendant necklaces for that special someone. And then we have wonderful daily activities like a round of golf at Willowbrook. We have handbags. We've got jewelry. We have gift certificates for tickets to the Red Dirt Festival that is incredibly hard to get. We have several opportunities for those. So we have a lot of great ways that also support our local businesses, local artists, local restaurants in the area. And so it's been a really big blessing to be able to help them as they have been helping us so well throughout the years.
Suzanne McIntosh, chairwoman of Mistletoe and Magic, a.k.a. Mistletoe at Home for, we hope, this year only, is our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. Looking at the website, the hunt is on, an Argentina hunting trip. I think you may have mentioned I'm not sure if you did or not. You said something about food. I get confused along those lines. There's a private dinner party at Javi's, a late getaway in Austin, and jewelry galore. I guess if there's jewelry galore, people will just have to go to the website and see for themselves what all you have. But those just look like great prizes. And, people going all the way to Argentina.
Yes, and there's something for everyone. And, it's incredible.
And you can bring in some big money because those are pretty expensive trips. So those are just a few of the things that you can purchase during the online auction put on as part of Mistletoe and Magic this year. Now, I want to make sure the online auction will go live Wednesday, December 2nd at 5 p.m. That is a specific time we want to get out there. And you can bid on items all the way through Friday, December 11th at noon, all the way through the duration of Mistletoe at Home, which is, again, December 2nd through the 11th.
Yes.
Now, the chance drawing tickets, we talked about those a little bit earlier. There are some really tempting, I guess is the best way to put it.
I would say so.
opportunities there. Purchase your tickets to win a $10,000 shopping spree, or pick your dream trip. And what are some of the different things that you have available? I think we can start off with that trip to Cancun. That's got to be an eye-popper.
Yes, I think we could all use a beach getaway right about now.
Yeah, this would be a good time for it, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. So you can buy one ticket for $40 or five for $100, and you can choose to either enter those tickets for a $10,000 Roberto coin shopping spree at Susan Robinson, or you can choose to enter to win one of three incredible trips. One of those is golf and spa getaway in Scottsdale, Arizona. One is a beach five-night stay in Cancun Paradise.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have a three-night weekend getaway in Napa Valley. So we really have a wide variety of options. And I'll tell you what, I could use one or all of those right about now.
yeah, I can't exactly argue with that. You know, Suzanne, the more you talk, the more it starts to sound and feel like the real Mistletoe and Magic. I wonder how many people will, except for the opportunity for face-to-face contact, which, you know, we all miss, to be honest about it, during this time. But everything, it sounds like everything's there. It's just that you end up doing it online. And another thing is you can enter an amount on the website to make an additional donation. You don't have to buy anything. You don't have to participate in the auction or the chance drawing or anything like that. You can just donate to the Junior League of Tyler. And I think you mentioned earlier in the show that people have been great, even at this early stage, as far as supporting the Junior League in advance of this event.
Yes. When you touched on the power of the words Mistletoe and Magic and how those have stuck with you over the years, something that I've thought about since making this decision really is the true meaning of the word magic in this event, because since making this heavy decision, I have truly felt so much support from our community. People have been mailing in donations. People have been calling, asking, how can we help? How can we be involved? And on top of that, I have to tell you, I have never been more proud to be a member of the Junior League of Tyler than I have in really the past few months, but especially since making this decision. These women have shown up. They have been there. They have had my back. Okay, Suzanne, what do you need? Let's make this happen. We're here for you. Let's do this. And time and time again, it has been emotional in such an incredible way, because I have really felt the strength, the love, and the grace that have come from our board members and from every member of the league that has truly stepped up and supported me in making this possible.
Powerful words. I wish I'd been able to come up with them myself. Fortunately, this show will be online in perpetuity, so if I ever want to hear them again, all I have to do is go back.
It's from the heart. It's true.
That's what really counts, Suzanne. Suzanne McIntosh with the Junior League of Tyler and Mistletoe and Magic, known this year as Mistletoe at Home, our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims, and what a great way to segue into our next topic, which is really where the rubber hits the road, what the Junior League is all about. We touched on it briefly at the beginning of the show, but now let's talk about the Junior League and your day-in, day-out, year-round activities, the nonprofits you support, and really why it's so important to support this and all of the fundraisers that you hold during the year.
Yes, the Junior League does some incredible, incredible projects. And not only do we raise money for those nonprofits, but we also bring with that money volunteer hours. So we don't just write you a check for you to figure things out. We give you the women that are there to support, help execute your plan, and put those dollars to work. So it's really incredible. I've seen testimonials the past few days from Habitat for Humanity, East Texas Food Bank, Meals on Wheels, Children's Advocacy Center, talking about the relationship that they have had with the league over the years. And it's really powerful. We are putting together a video to just help show the community the why of what we do and how we do it. Because I think it's really, really powerful if you give it a second to dive into what the Junior League does, because it's pretty impactful.
Over the years, we haven't been shy about mentioning this point, and we're going to bring it up again. A lot of people have a picture of the Junior League in their mind. The Junior League is all over. I mean, it's not just Tyler. There's one in Longview. There's one. Junior League's all over the place. And people, and I have been told this in the past by people who have visited with us going back to the early days of this edition of In Focus, you're not just a bunch of people who like to have parties and wear white gloves, I think, is one of the things that we've kind of semi-jokingly mentioned over the years. You really get in there. You raise a lot of money, but you talk about the volunteer hours and the training. And I guess what we're really getting at right now, the hands-on aspect of the Junior League of Tyler. You roll up your sleeves and get busy in a lot of ways that people don't really understand.
Absolutely. Our volunteers are there hammering in nails and helping build homes. They're serving meals. They're stuffing backpacks at the food bank. I mean, it's incredible the amount of love and grace that goes into every volunteer hour that the league puts out there. And when you join the league, you know, you are joining as a volunteer. This is something you are doing out of your heart and wanting to be a part of your community. We're over 20,000 plus volunteer hours that we have put into Smith County. There is so much love and effort that is put into each one of our projects. I can't emphasize enough just the love that is poured into this community from the women of the Junior League.
Mm-hmm.
It is so much more than, you know, the things that you mentioned. Everyone's welcome to be a part of it. Everyone is, you know, encouraged to find out more about what we do, come, you know, witness some projects and see if it's something that you might be interested in. It's really an incredible organization of women.
Mm-hmm. Trained volunteers, I think you mentioned earlier. You don't just bring people in and put them to work. You train them, you mentor them. The people who have been in the Junior League for a while work with some of the newer Junior League members.
Yes, so we have a lot of training and development opportunities to help guide women. Several of our volunteers have gone on to lead nonprofits and do some of the largest fundraisers across the country. It's amazing what you learn just being a part of the league on top of what you are a part of giving back.
Mm-hmm. Suzanne McIntosh with the Junior League of Tyler, our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. We're talking about Mistletoe and Magic, and right now talking a little bit more deeply about what the Junior League is and what it does. Organizations founded by the Junior League of Tyler, Hospice of East Texas, Stewart Regional Blood Center, which has evolved into Carter Blood Care, Discovery Science Place, Tyler Museum of Art, Tyler Teen Court. You were there at the beginning for all those organizations and quite possibly several more that didn't even make it to the card that you handed to me before we went to air this morning. You have so many community partners. If you go to the website, you can also get some figures. Over 215 agencies supported for nearly $8 million, supported and nearly $8 million donated since 1955, which I presume is when you started keeping records about all this. 2019, 20,000 plus hours volunteered. Things about the summer reading camp, the Girl Power Summit, which I know is one of the big things you do every year. It just goes on and on and on. So you talk about joining the Junior League of Tyler. How can women get involved with this organization? What are the steps? What are the things they need to know before they start getting involved?
Well, you can go to the JuniorLeagueOfTyler.org and go under membership, and it will fill you in on how to get started. I personally would be happy to answer questions or help guide you. We often bring prospective members to meetings so that they can listen in and learn more about what we do. We're very welcoming to everyone. The more the merrier.
All righty. And if you want to do that, you can go to the and we'll just give out one website today to avoid confusion. Mistletoeandmagic.com is how you learn more about Mistletoe and Magic. That'll link you directly to the Junior League of Tyler. And the information that Suzanne just gave out, you can get more details on by going to that website. 1919 South Donnybrook, adjacent to Bergfeld Shopping Center in Tyler. Very easy to find if you want to drop in or pick up one of those items that you have purchased for Mistletoe and Magic. And the number is 903-595-5426. So lots of opportunities to get more information about the Junior League of Tyler. I believe there are some age ranges that are involved as well. You can get more information about that online, too. And just some caveats as you move forward. If you want to find out more about the Junior League and how you can be involved, if you can't be a member, you can always support it. And that's why we're here today talking about Mistletoe and Magic. Other fundraisers that you do throughout the year, if you kind of want to briefly run through some of those.
They change every year. They're always evolving depending on what, depending on our partnerships with different agencies. So really, this is our big one. Like I said, they do change. This is our annual one that does roll over each and every year. This would be our 42nd year of Mistletoe and Magic. Yeah. But we do also have a lot of great initiatives, like you mentioned, Girl Power, Summer Reading Camp. All of those are listed on the Junior League of Tyler as well. Some really incredible projects that you can't help but want to be a part of.
Mm-hmm. And as far as the grant cycle is concerned, you reach out to the nonprofits in the community and invite them to apply for funding from the Junior League. And trying to remember exactly what time of year that normally covers, the grant cycle and the actual grant announcements.
I believe it's February, but that should be on the website just for easy clarification.
Yeah, right. And hopefully that won't change because of COVID-19. Matter of fact, I think it's probably more important now than ever to keep that piece of it
absolutely
intact, because the nonprofits, the ones that we've talked to on this show since COVID-19 began, nonprofits are always having to work hard to raise money and serve their clientele. They're having to work, and I'm putting, you know, I'm sure I'm taking the words right out of your mouth. They're having to work harder than ever right now to stay afloat and to keep serving their clients the way they would really like to be doing it. Hopefully we'll have a vaccine pretty soon, but we'll find out more about that. But bottom line, for purposes of this piece of the conversation, go to that website and find out more. You'll be glad you did. Mistletoeandmagic.com, and you can click on the link to the Junior League of Tyler, find out more about what they do, more about how you can be involved in Mistletoe and Magic, how you can donate to either through Mistletoe and Magic or just make a general donation online.
Yes, like you were saying about the agencies that needing our support, they count on, you know, these grants, they count on these funds from us. So canceling our event was not an option this year. So that is why we have pivoted to going online and reaching out through different fundraising initiatives, because one way or another, we are committed as a league and a mistletoe committee to raise those funds necessary for our partners. However we do that, we are developing it day by day to make that happen.
Okay. I'm looking at the list of the Junior League of Tyler community partners, and just some of the leading nonprofits in town are on this list. I'm not even going to try and go through all of them because we're also running out of time.
It's an amazing list.
Yeah. Well, I think the Junior League is probably a pretty amazing organization. Just briefly, Suzanne McIntosh, our guest this morning on In Focus from the Junior League of Tyler, talking primarily about mistletoe and magic. Let's give you those dates once again. It's online this year. You can go to the mistletoeandmagic.com website to find out more and to be involved with it. It runs December 2nd through the 11th, and all the other details are right there at your fingertips. Suzanne, good luck with this. Great to have you on the show today.
Thank you so much. We appreciate your continued support.
You bet. Suzanne McIntosh, Junior League of Tyler, Mistletoe and Magic, our guest this morning. I'm John Sims. Thanks for joining us, and see you again next week on In Focus.